Is it coffee ready?
Yeah, it is. Shout out to Black Ass Africa, the darkest continent.
That's where I am right now. When this episode drops.
We're pre-recording this episode. Adam has died in his flight to the Transvaal. Where he's getting his vowel transed off by a fucking witch doctor.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, in Africa, what they do is they take a picture of your dick and it steals it.
Oh, shit. They steal your soul, your dick's soul?
They steal your dick's soul.
Does your dick have a separate soul?
Haven't you ever seen that movie, All Dicks Go to Heaven?
I have. Dom DeLuise.
And it's about that dick that can talk to little girls.
Yeah.
And so it uses a little girl's power to talk to other dicks to win the dick races. But then his old business partner, Carface, who's a pit bull, wears a little vest.
Is that what happens in All Dogs Go to Heaven? They talk to a little girl?
What's All Dogs Go to Heaven?
I'm sorry. All Dicks Go to Heaven?
Oh, I was just making it. That's not a real movie. I was making up a movie, like a fake movie called All Dicks Go to Heaven.
Okay. Wow, really? You just made that up?
That sounds
a lot like All Dogs Go to Heaven.
What's All Dogs Go to Heaven?
It's another movie I think Stav's making up.
It's this movie about, it's like a guy gets a bunch of dogs in a circle and he fucks them in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All Dogs Go to Heaven is I had a tweet a couple years ago. I was like, yeah, you could say all dogs go to heaven when I'm in the mood to eat pussy.
That's really good, brother.
That's really good. Not a lot of fat on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Streamlined.
Twitter kept me sharp. That's back good. In the day. Back when Twitter was good in 2012 and it was just for jokes.
It really was just for
imagine
jokes.
Imagine one of these media faggot. I'm sorry, media geniuses.
Just getting bullied.
Yeah,
it would have been awesome.
Well, trying to compete because none of them are funny.
Not even close.
Say things that other people said were funny, and then just move the format around.
100%.
Yeah, Mueller, more like Mueller. My uncle's a model, by the way. You know, which is a drill.
Yeah, it really is this weird thing where it's like someone writes a joke, and then you just get to keep doing it with different punchlines. Like, what the fuck? That's not what jokes are. That's like half of the work is done for you. Well, that's how meme jokes happen.
So there's like one format and then everyone takes a crack at it.
Right. It started with memes and then it just became how everyone tweets now.
Yeah. Sure.
Except me.
Now I know what you're thinking. What race is this motherfucker? My ass half. I got a half Japanese ass, half Indian ass. That's Def Ninen. That's me doing what we were just criticizing other people
do.
That's not bad, though.
Yeah. I like it.
It's good when you do it.
Mm. This motherfucker getting his goddamn sushi at the 7-Eleven. My man said they got a Graze donut.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's
my man said it's the Galaxy. He was just trying to charge his motherfucking Samsung Galaxy S.
Sound.
With his half Indian ass.
Samsung.
My damn Samsung.
Like Salmon?
Salmon.
They say Salmon.
They do. Yeah. They, wink, wink, do.
Those half Indians, half Japanese.
Yep. Oh, fuck, boys.
You know what I'm saying? We all half pussy, half penis, if you think about it.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Ain't a goddamn man out there that ain't half pussy, half penis.
Mm-hmm. Very fucking true.
Now, I don't
mean
to over-intellectualize on that ass, but that's some deep ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
PGCountyComedy.com. We running shows at strip clubs, baby. We all share one minivan. We got the same PO. Running the whole east side of the Beltway, baby. 19 spots a night. We getting in 3 fights.
Those are the best.
Dude, I used to love those guys.
Yeah, oh, they were great.
That was the best crew.
I never did one of their shows. What was the place?
There was one in College Park. Right.
No. What was the place?
No, because they used to have shows like deep down into PG County.
Yeah, wild deep.
Shit. Yeah.
Wild deep. Yeah.
Oh, the parts of PG County that are like fucked up.
Not like Upper Marlboro and shit.
Oh yeah, Upper Marlboro is
that's like right outside.
Yeah. Well, it's like a little further north.
Maybe.
Like near
and then Irwin would fucking partner up with them, too. That was the best shit.
Yeah, just
go to, like, Calvert County for some reason. Just straight up, like, hick shit. And you just take these fucking hood motherfuckers. It was awesome. And they would love it because they were just being racist. Like, for them, it was like watching blackface. Like, they were just, oh, it was awesome. They're like, that's what they're all like.
Yeah.
Damn. Good fucking times.
No, I used to love, I used to really fuck with Lawrence Owens heavy. He was like my favorite comic in DC.
Oh, we've talked about Lawrence Owens amount.
Yeah, I remember one time he's like, everybody got their deficiencies, man. You know, it sounds like he's going to do like, he's going to make some point. He's like, you know, for instance, retarded people.
Yeah, and then just 20 minutes being retarded.
He's
out there
doing like cross-eyed.
I mean, that was a big part.
Lawrence was so fucking goddamn funny.
He really was.
He's like talking about, you can't be no thug with glasses on. You know, coming up like, you know, he's like cross-eyed, putting the glasses on. He's like, this motherfucker right here. Not supposed to kill this motherfucker. He uses the N-word. I didn't want to.
Yes, yes. Heavy. To great effect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To great comedic effect.
I mean, it's so much of that Richie joke is just being able to use the N-word.
Yeah.
What a great bit, dude.
Yep.
What a champ.
There was someone had a joke about,
it's so funny.
What
that,
if
like,
a retarded guy was a barber? I think that was the setup.
Yeah.
And it's just he fucks your hair up.
Yeah.
I think that was the whole bit.
Right. It's so funny that like there's all this like diversity shit in comedy and they're like, we need more Indian women or whatever in shows, and it's like, first of all, black men are like hands down the funniest people in the world.
Oh yeah,
they're the best at comedy. Here's like the average black guy is probably just an average, just black man living his life is a better comedian than 90% of like white men trying to do stand up.
Oh my god, so many stand ups who like if anything goes wrong, they're just telling a script of like okay jokes they've written over 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like there's a guy just on the corner here that
yeah.
off the top of the dome piece.
Yeah, yeah.
Is so
I'm
much
just
funnier.
Talking about
I was on the
basketball.
Bus one time when I was a teenager and these three black teens are making this black lady cry. This metal black lady. She's wearing like sandals, this fat middle aged lady. And she's just quietly sitting there with tears streaming down her face and they're like, this bitch look like Shrek 3. Look at her rotten grape toes and like just roasting her for no reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And every line was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff.
I think like compared her to when you take a shit and the water splash up and kiss your asshole.
Mm-hmm. That was a big trope actually, Dookie water splashing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They brought that up somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So funny. I could never be that funny.
No, dude.
Anyways, yeah. So there's no real advantage to being a black guy and stand up in terms of capitalizing on that diversity.
No, not anymore. You're right. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Never. It was never
you're
like
right, never.
Because there's always because black men are actually funny, so they do stand up. So there was always enough of them.
Right.
In
right.
Comedy.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, it wasn't like an Indian guy whose parents were millionaire doctors who you know doesn't know how to write a joke, so he has to make a movie about. Well, it's like they're the best ones at the show. They don't get any of that benefit, and then they leave the show, and then they're just murdered by the police.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's real tough.
It is. It's like the worst kind of person to be. Mm-hmm. But you're the most talented, so
yeah.
I guess that's the trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
You get those cool, sinewy muscles.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Sinewy is right, partner.
Yeah, yeah.
Just I love watching just, you know, the arm bend at the elbow.
That's what I'm talking
just
about.
Just looking at the fucking tendons.
Move them bones for me.
That's right.
Good set, but let me see those fucking arms, Chief. I want to see your fucking fingers articulate, you know? Let me see what your forearm does when you pick up a pencil.
Yeah, yeah. Twirl that shit, bitch. Fuck, man. 2018, boys. We're about to kiss it on the dick. It's New Year's Eve, yes.
I'm leaving tomorrow morning for
New Year's resolution.
I hope your plane crashes. No offense, but it would be funny if you died.
It would be funny.
Nick and Sav have both been leaving notes in my locker that say, go back to Africa.
Yeah.
So,
it's true.
That's funny that you're calling Dasha's pussy your locker.
Yeah, and our dick's notes.
Yeah. And go
whatever.
Back to Africa, come.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
I hope you guys... I hope you guys take care of my, you know, my girls while I'm away.
We'll, hey.
Your wife and your...
Isis and...
We'll take
your,
care
your wife
of
and your...
GF.
And your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife, my dog.
Yeah, we'll take care of him, all right.
I mean, whatever.
Oh, we'll take care of him.
That dog that lives in your house and then also the pit bull.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That dumb bitch. Why did she schedule her trip so that she's going to be here while you're not here?
She just could, like, the flights, to
have sex with other men in Adam's home.
It was, like, way too expensive.
Yeah. That's Adam's kink.
The cheapest one was on Friday, I think.
Yeah. They're going to Skype while she fucks
There's
other men
be a lot
in
of
his clothes.
Really good comedians no, at Adam's house happen. While he's gone.
What do you mean?
Yeah, really good comedy. The type of guys that are very good at comedy.
Some sinewy-ass
comedy. Very sinewy.
Imagine, like, I get home early from the trip and
Godfrey of course,
is just fucking fadunking.
Doing the Jason Statham impression that you stole from him.
He does Statham?
He does. He does, like, a perfect Statham.
Yeah. He does a really good Cosby, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the Cosby is just cartoonish.
He's going to do that. He's going to do a pretty good Cosby to your girlfriend,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to drug her, make her
Whoa,
hair wet.
I didn't say that.
That's weird about the wet hair.
Yeah, it is
aspect
weird.
Of Cosby.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
I mean, it's
sure.
all terrible, but the wet yeah. hair detail is very, very.
I think it gets kind of weird. Erased in the
I think the worst
rape.
Detail is the one where he's black.
Yeah.
I think we're being honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's
wow.
true.
Gonna,
but makes this a class A felony.
I'm going to get back into my heritage, Stav and I were talking about.
Yeah? What's
yeah.
that?
I'm going to be.
Gay?
Yeah, gay heritage.
Nicely done, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Perfectly executed.
One,
or should I say, sexecuted?
I'm what they call the sniper of the show. I'm like the Zach Amico of the show.
Yeah, laying the cut. You're
Zach
gay.
Amico. They call him the sniper. Make you laugh so hard, you might need a diaper.
Ugh.
Was that
that's brutal.
That's
I think
the,
our
yeah.
fans got
no.
mad at the rap.
That
I
mean, rap's
I don't know
bad.
I don't think fans of Lewis like the rap.
The rap's horrible.
Lewis
has
like
horrible
that?
Taste. I mean, yeah, there's
course.
No way around that.
Yeah, like, yeah. Lewis, I love Lewis,
he's
but
a wallet
he's got
chain.
The worst taste of all time.
He's a wallet chain of a guy.
Yeah.
No, he's not even wallet chain, man. You got a wrong read on Lewis.
It's not wall chain. It's just
it's
across the board the worst
yeah,
thing.
It's literally fidget spinners and tech decks.
Yeah.
It's the shit they sell at the register at the wallet chain store.
Yeah.
It's like,
right.
One day I'll be able to afford a wallet chain. Until then, a fucking ring with a skull on it.
And wasn't he in like a fucking emo band in like high school too? So it's like not even like.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. He was like a drummer and he was like would wear eyeliner and shit like that.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. I want to have. He's got. It's crazy we haven't had him on. I want to ask him about
guyliner. You know what I mean?
Could come under
I think
your
that's
eyes?
What people say that's what it's called when guys have eyeliner.
Mm. It'd be pretty cool to get your dickhead tattooed so it's in blackface.
Your dickhead?
Yeah, yeah.
Just like the little, helmet?
The helmet, yeah. They're all black with a little smile and some
Would
eyes.
You want it completely black or like a dark
Shoe
brown?
Shoe polish dark, baby.
Shoe polish dark. Mm-hmm. Would you like a... Mm-hmm. Now, what's the lips? The head, the little opening?
You
tattoo
no,
those red?
No.
It's on the it faces you.
But wouldn't you want to make
talking
the
about
opening?
The urethra?
The urethra. Why not make that the lips? Put a couple big red, you know what I'm saying?
Googly
a nice
eyes.
Big red circle around there.
Maybe.
That's the lips.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. I've already lost interest in this idea.
Anyway, I think that there's like a
What
parade.
Color is your dick? How pink is it?
My dick is, it has a freckle. It's pink.
It's pretty pink, right?
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
guess you both have pretty pink dicks.
I have a pink dick.
Mine looks like you, actually.
Ah, okay.
Probably the same color as you.
That's not bad.
Looks like Stav?
Yeah,
like Mediterranean?
And then sure. my dick gets, it's darker.
It's all
It's one darker.
You have a darker
dick. I have a
yeah.
darker
Most
dick.
People have a dick that's a little darker than the rest
No,
of
a lot of white guys pink up. Very pink. My huh. friend Doug had a very pink dick.
Did he?
I mean, his nose got, if your nose is pink...
Uh-huh.
You know, if like an Irish guy gets red around his cheeks, he's got a pink dick.
Huh. I don't get red. But I'm like deathly. I have a green tint to me.
Mm-hmm.
You yes. know?
To your penis?
No, to my face and body.
Yeah, like a Coke bottle tint. Kind
sort of,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like I'm made out of
like you're sick.
Old copper.
Or you're
yeah.
dying.
Yeah.
You're like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Could we make that bitch bronze?
Dude, so in the... Hold on.
Yeah, just clean that bitch up. That's what I was saying the other day.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So you take a cab around, right?
Uh-huh.
And they have that taxi TV.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
These ads now,
I love
it's
it.
Like
the Ninja Turtles. You're fucking out on the streets to fucking do Ninja Turtle bullshit or
in
whatever.
New York City?
Yeah, yeah. It's like an ad for like New York City featuring the Turtles. And it's like, all the cool things you could do in the city. Tell them, Mikey. And then fucking Michelangelo's like, yeah, you can, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the commercial ends and it's like, you might even meet that special lady. And then there's a picture of like the Statue of Liberty. And then it goes like, it says, I love you, Libby, with like hearts on it. And they're like, love you, Libby. And it's like, and there's an implication that the Ninja Turtles fuck the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Whoa.
Which I did not know.
Their hideout is in her pussy, actually.
Yeah.
If you lift
the
skirt.
I thought it was in the sewer.
If you, no, no, no. The sewer.
It's a metaphor for her pussy.
For her pussy.
Yeah, that's
it's
good.
French.
I like
French.
That. Yeah.
She has a stinky pussy.
Yeah.
They do. They're
that is true.
I want to go there to sample. Just
hi,
to...
everybody. I'm Dan Ninen. You know, a lot of people don't know that the Statue of Liberty, her pussy is the sewers.
Yep.
Because she's from France, where they have very stinky pussies. All right, good crowd already.
Yo, isn't he going to be in that? Did we talk about that already? How they're doing another, like, conservative meetup, and Dan Ninen's back in the booth.
Oh,
the
yeah.
They announced that when we were on the way down to D.C. Yeah, it's Cernovich.
That's
and
so funny that that's...
Gavin, the son of the Koch brothers, is going to be there,
Wyatt,
too.
Wyatt, not Gavin.
Wyatt.
Fucking,
Gavin McGinnis
okay,
is going to be there,
and
too.
And Gavin McGinnis, yeah, sorry.
Apparently, Gavin McGinnis came to our show.
In D.C.?
Funny
no,
Moms?
Funny Moms, yeah.
When?
I don't know. That's what Amber said.
When?
Amber said he popped his head in, looked around, and then left.
Interesting.
Cool.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe he wanted to suck us off.
Maybe.
Would you let him?
No.
No.
I wouldn't either.
Dude, you're so bad at hypotheticals.
I'm just asking.
Would you let Gavin McGinnis?
Shoot or shoot, man. Shoot or shoot. They're not all going to be great, but sometimes.
Here's a, I got a hypothetical for you. Would
yeah,
you
but
let,
you're fucking O for 47.
No.
Would you let Vice
I'm going to warm up at
some
founder
and traditional marriage advocate?
He's also a no-fap guy. He doesn't jack off.
Anti-masturbation.
He's like, I only
activist.
Fuck my wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
I respect that.
I don't know.
I don't
hey,
know
man, pathetic.
I don't know if I could handle that. Only fucking Gavin's wife?
Yeah, I know. I only fuck her like 2 times a month.
I fuck her here and there, but
yeah,
you're right.
You know, you're
right.
You
got
to jack off in
yeah,
between.
Yeah,
right.
It's pathetic.
My bad. I retract my opinion, my earlier opinion. I do think if you beat off less, you have more sexual force.
I wish I could retract my dick
I think
all
you
the way
think
into my
sharper.
Body. Mm-hmm. Stop. What's that like to be able to retract your dick?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Do you want me to ask Adam?
Sure, ask
Adam.
Him.
What's that like?
You guys can reach a consensus.
It's cool. It's like
between the two of you.
I mean, the only person cable. That we know definitely has a retractable dick is Ernest, and he's sleeping.
I can wake him up. Ernest.
Ernest.
Show us your cock.
Ernest,
you
Ernest what's
cat.
It like?
What's it like having a retractable penis? No, stop. Really, though. What is it
it's
like?
It's nice. You know, it's like not. You don't have so much danger, you know? Like, if you're in an escalator and you fall, you don't have to worry about your dick getting
it's
caught
tactical.
In between the teeth.
It's tactical.
I wish like, after,
it's tactical. It's
after
my choice.
Fucking my dick, like, went back into my
like
body.
Like an antenna? Like a
but,
radio?
But it made, like, the Hannibal Lecter, like, teeth sucking noise. That would be perfect. Remember, like, what the fuck was that? I'm like,
I have to leave.
I gotta go.
Just completely hard goes into your whole stomach.
I gotta get back to the hospital.
If you had a retractable dick, you could definitely dress like Winnie the Pooh, no bottoms, right?
Now, what about your balls? Do those retract as well?
Oh, it would look pretty bad if it was just balls.
Just
no
balls,
dick.
No dick?
That
That's
would look
brutal.
Pretty bad, yeah. That's a bad look.
I guess. What do you think? What do you say, Nick? Would your balls retract as well?
Yeah, but then they make like a slide whistle noise. No, no. You know what? The dick goes in, it goes whoop, pop. And then the balls pop. The balls.
Oh, the balls go.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yep. That's really good. Yeah, yeah.
That would
yeah,
be
yeah.
cool.
Oh, man, this girl's like, rock. I fucked this clown last night.
This girl, she squeezes your asshole, a little water comes out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the clown.
Little
like,
seltzer.
He puts his dick in, and then he goes to pull it out, and he can't, and she's, like, screaming, and then he, like, rips his dick out, and it, like, completely destroys her vagina, but his dick has been twisted into a giraffe.
That's cool.
I was thinking he pulls his dick out, and then 8 little clowns come out of her pussy, too.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh,
you know?
That'd be good. Yeah.
That was, like, the first Your Mama joke. Your mama's pussy so loose, it's like a fucking
clown car.
Yeah.
That's a good joke.
That is a good joke.
I stand by that one.
A lot of those.
He pulls out a handkerchief. Keeps changing colors.
Kid saying your mom is so fat when she sits around the house. She sits around the house. Yeah. I didn't even know what that meant.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the language
neither.
Involved in that joke.
Well, what happened
I thought
was,
you were just saying the same thing twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened is that's so on delivery. That joke is all delivery. And it's like the first kid would get it and then someone would just steal it. And then because of like, you know, just fucking societal pressure, everyone would laugh even though it was repeated.
Yeah, because it sounded like a joke.
Yeah, yeah,
it was
yeah.
the same sort
well,
of...
Well, no, they wouldn't even do it. They wouldn't even act
That's why
it
people
out.
Laugh at Adam's stand-up.
Right, mm-hmm. he's got the rhythm
yeah,
down.
It's
yeah,
the
he
cadence.
Says things in a way that signals that you're supposed to laugh at it. Like,
yeah.
I had sex.
I've never said that on
night?
Stage.
Yeah, he does that. He goes...
I don't acknowledge that
and
on stage.
And then we had sex. Sex? I guess they say it in an impish, you know, pseudo coy voice.
Mm-hmm. Joe Coy.
Yeah, Joe yeah. Coy.
A Joe Coy voice.
He is a big influence on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, for sure.
Joe
Adam,
Coy
when we first
is.
Met, when we, RFD,
yeah.
I remember you were just basically just doing Joe Coy.
I did.
You
I
had
did
a shaved head.
A lot of Filipinos were showing up to my show. yeah. Very
Shut
loyal.
The fuck up.
Yeah, that's right. Shut the fuck up. That was
Shut
awesome,
the fuck
dude.
Up.
That yeah. shit was so good. They
for,
would start every show.
For the reference, for the listener, there was a open mic in D.C.
And it was a hot show at the time.
That was hot. It was popping.
Mm-hmm.
That had only one rule, and that was shut the fuck up. And the reason was because after 9 p.m., that room would get so drunk.
Yeah.
That, like, the audience, they'd be getting in fights with the comics.
Well, but not even, though,
I
dude.
Feel like that.
It would just be a little chatty, which what happens at comedy
yeah, yeah.
shows, and the host would just, they would start every show yelling, shut the fuck up, for 7 straight minutes in a
yeah.
crowd. It was awesome.
It's really a momentum killer, I gotta say. And then they do, like, 30 minutes in between
yeah,
comics.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Salute to Ralph. Suck my fat cock. Maybe they should have yelled that.
I love picking my nose. I love it, too.
Did you ever eat them as a child?
Yes, I did. Yep. I was a booger eater for a long time.
Everybody
and
was.
Sometimes, you know what? I sometimes...
No!
Yeah.
That's fucking gross,
I'll
dude.
Admit it.
Are you serious?
I'll admit it. Sometimes I've been known to eat a booger.
Because it reminds you of cum and like...
Yeah. yeah, yeah. I like the... No, no. I kind of like... Ugh.
You said yeah.
We don't have to go into it.
Wait, what? What do you mean you
kind of
like?
I like a drier, like a kind of a
oh,
crispy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is fucking disgusting. That's straight up the first time I've been this disgusted in a while.
I don't think it's that disgusting.
That's fucking gross as shit.
I'm proud of you for gross as shit.
That really fucking...
Now, hold on.
You
now,
wipe your ass with hotel
this
towels.
Is, no, hold on. I think I have respect for Adam.
Yeah. Thank you.
Eat crispy. You have a preference
I'm
on
not,
the boogers you eat?
Listen, I know that people are listening
that's
to
fucked
this,
up dude
and I'm not afraid
that's fucked up
I'm not afraid
straight up I don't
no,
like that
no, I'm
coming out right
this,
now
dude I'm proud of you.
You eat crispy boogers too bitch?
No.
That shit's gross.
I like
dude.
A crispy sometimes. Not all the time, but just like a little bit. I used to eat boogers a lot as a kid.
Yeah, you pick your nose and you wipe it on the bottom of your shoe, and then you walk into somebody's
I
house.
I do it on socks. I pick
okay.
my nose and I wipe it on
okay.
a sock.
Okay, look,
yeah.
I'm
like,
fine
on,
with
like,
all that
on my,
shit.
On my leg. Like,
listen,
while I'm wearing the sock.
I'm a rocket. I'm a snot rocket guy. I'll fucking... I'll
no,
go.
I get it on my face. You don't yeah. understand what it's like having the schnoz.
Yeah.
It's a big responsibility.
Yeah,
a lot of maintenance and
curve in.
Upkeep.
Adam, you ever eat your own shit?
See, for some reason, I mean, no, that's
I
gross
used
too.
To.
But because it's so fucking out, like, I know he's not lying. That's
yeah,
the fuck.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what's really
I'm
fucking
not lying.
Me up.
I'm not lying.
You could say you eat your dad's
no,
ass.
No, I have a girlfriend now. I don't care anymore.
Oh, fuck.
I don't care.
Hey,
seriously.
Man, I'm proud of you.
That
yeah,
sucks.
Thank
you.
I don't
you
have
know,
to
you know,
buy
I'm feeling like a lot
appealing.
Nicer, and I think it's because I'm lounging.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a good
one. Really nice to do
Nick
the
is completely laid out.
I usually do the podcast hunched over, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really nice to do it like lounging back, you know.
Bacon back sucking.
Yeah.
Bacon
well, you know, we work hard.
Bacon
dude.
Back
we
bucking
deserve,
penis.
We deserve to relax.
So oh yeah. While doing the only job we do.
Yeah,
although right. I got to say I was working all day today getting my reel together. I'm trying to be Hollywood Halkius. You know?
That's
I'm trying
cool.
to get on Televisio.
Who the fuck was asking you for a reel?
Fucking Sumner Redstone.
Damn.
Whoa.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
Shit, dude.
He called me personally.
Dude, apparently if you fuck him, you have a
I
career.
Know. I fucked him.
You already did?
I don't know if it was him or just a different old guy
uh-huh.
that I saw, but just to be safe.
Did he look like...
Just to be safe, I suck off every old guy that I see.
Did he look like he was a he had a third degree burns at a certain point?
Yep.
Yep.
He
that's
had no
Sumner
teeth in.
Sumner Redstone.
Couldn't see.
Yep. He was kind of screaming, telling me to stop.
He's
the
worth
whole
like
time.
5 billion. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's pretty cool.
I think I'm going to be hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve next year. I'm taking that
Dude,
shit
Dick
from
Clark.
Carson. I'm going to shoot. Is Dick Clark dead? Yeah, he's dead. If not, I'm going to kill him.
He should be dead.
If he's not dead, I will murder him. And then I'm going to kill Seacrest and Carson Daly.
Do you think Seacrest like goes home? Like, what? You think he's happy?
Right, yeah.
You ever think about that? You think he's happy?
Yo, what about Ryan Dunkelman or whatever the fuck his name was?
Oh, that guy definitely killed himself.
That guy sucks, dude.
But you think, well, I love that he was like, this shit's gay. I want to go back to being a comic. And then it's like, yeah, I guess you're not very good at comedy.
Right.
Was that what it was? He quit American Idol? They didn't just like
Yeah, he was
fire
a comic, and then, yeah, he wanted to go do stand-up again. Because Seacrest was like a radio guy.
Yeah, Seacrest, all he's ever wanted to do is be this guy.
Yeah.
He wants to be a host, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you want to like, do. That's a job that shouldn't exist anymore. That's like a job from like the 20s. It's like a guy who could read.
A presenter.
I want to be a sensei.
Huh?
That's my dream job.
Sensei has been a job for thousands of years, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's good. A very you historical job.
That's true. So is DJ, though.
DJ has been a job for about...
In feudal Japan, since during the Edo period, DJs were some of the most respected members of the Japanese community.
They have the same hair as samurais. Yeah. It makes sense. They got the little top bun, dude.
Yeah. But back then, they just used to... Mm-hmm. You know, they would just sort of like tap on rice paper. That was the only instrument.
That's how you DJ.
Bang, 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 bang. Yeah. That little fucked up guitar.
I love that shit.
Bang,
would play
bang,
the fucked up guitar. And
I like that.
You guys know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Fucked up Asian guitar, dude. Yeah.
I like the.
Yeah. No, they'd play that.
I like the bow version of that.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a real thing.
Of course, I know. They play it in
yeah.
restaurants, and it's like, wow, this makes the food taste good. Yeah.
Oh, in a restaurant?
You know, you can play. Here's a trick. Mm-hmm. You're going to play any Chinese-ass song in the world.
Yeah.
You go to a piano, and you only play the black keys.
Oh,
is it Chinese sounding?
You pick any, just hit the black keys, any black keys in succession.
That's not true, because there's that song you could play with your knuckles. On the black keys,
I got a song I can play with my knuckles on your mom's fucking
That's
face.
That's right.
What is that?
The song's called "I'm About to Come."
It's called "Sweet Chin Music."
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
That was Shawn Michaels.
Yeah,
and shit.
Shawn Michaels. That was confusing to me too as a kid. I didn't get why it was music.
Yeah, it's sweet.
And why it's sweet? It looked like he was just kicking someone.
I loved Shawn Michaels, dude. That was my
Me
guy.
Too. Me too. His whole thing was that he also got
I think
laid
I'm
a
cool.
lot.
He fucked.
Yeah, that
he fucked.
I thought
think
that
I'm
was
cool.
Yeah.
I know I'm sexy.
Yeah,
I got the moves.
Our apartment.
The drive, the girls wild.
There's hubbaloo. Hubbaloo.
There is hubbaloo.
Oh, there's the New Year's is starting now, guys.
Hell yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
You know what Lewis did on Legion of Skanks this week? It was one of the funniest things.
What?
He timed out the podcast so that he could tell his fans tonight while they're pregaming, getting ready for getting ready for the ball drop, that they could time the beginning of this week's episode of LOS, and then at the end there would be a countdown that would correspond to
so
the
someone's,
real countdown.
Someone's getting Legion of Skanks synced up to have New Year's alone in their fucking house.
Is that
before
the
they kill
thing?
His before he kills his parents?
Yeah,
that's what he does in a 1201.
It's really fucked up. Right?
The funniest part about Legion of Skanks this week is when Lewis is going off about some woman he wants to fight.
Oh, it was about 40 minutes on the podcast where Nick and I didn't open our mouths because he's just shouting about a woman he wants to fight.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Some fucking woman from the Bronx, some Puerto Rican bitch.
Nice.
She was a Puerto Rican porn star that was on a podcast on Bobby's podcast with him.
That she does a bunch of. I saw he was tweeting about her and
that
shit.
That threatened to fight
him.
Yeah,
well, Lewis was saying he's going to fight this woman, and as he's going off defending his own honor against the Puerto Rican porn star from the Bronx, Big J looks
over. She's Dominican. He's Puerto Rican.
All right, well, Big J looks over and he goes, Lewis, is that cum on your pants? And Lewis has got a big cum stain on his sweatpants, and he just ignores it and moves on.
Yeah. He had cum on his pants in fucking public.
He had like a white cum spot on the front of his pants.
A big cum stain on the front of his
pants. And on his hoodie, too.
He's like, fuck that, dude. No one disrespects me.
Dude, I don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Goddamn, Lewis rules.
This is the nastiest fucking cunt I've ever seen in my
Lewis
entire life.
Lewis fucking rules.
Yeah.
He wants to fuck her. Or he does not want to fuck her.
I mean, he clearly is going to get married.
I think in their culture, that's courtship ritual.
Yeah.
Beating the shit out of each other.
Yep. A slice.
This is great. This is definitely not distracting at all.
Should we stop for a second?
No, we're good.
I mean, fuck our listeners, dude.
I know. That's
it's
what
New
I
Year's,
they're enjoying
dude.
This too. This is
Adam. Tell us more about your trip to Vape Town.
Both look great, by the way.
To South Africa.
Uh-huh. What you doing? That's nice.
I'm gonna go there.
Seven. Yeah. A Black Widow for sure.
Yeah.
Black cool. Widow vibes.
Are you guys dressing up for New Year's, guys?
I'm dressed up.
Bob's wearing his tracksuit, but I'm not dressed up at all. I'm just wearing a hoodie.
Nick, what are you doing?
I guess I could put on the same tracksuit that you have on.
I need to go home and get my
tracksuit.
No, then it's funny.
Have a blue one,
you don't
have a blue one.
You have a blue one, too?
I have a blue one. I told you. I got it for free
at
on
work.
Halloween.
Don't you listen to your friend?
Shamed
That's
my coworker
right, forgot,
into dressing like that fucking Home Depot truck.
Well, now I'm just now I'm just jealous that you guys have a thing.
Yeah, as you should be.
That's fine.
As the show was designed to create.
That's a good picture, too. Smiling in the same tracksuit, Adam being sad as shit.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Dumbass Nautica fucking sweater.
Banana cream outfit.
Dude, this is a cool Nautica pullover.
Shut up.
This is a quarter zip Nautica pullover.
You look like Diet Cum.
That's.
Fat-free cum.
That's right, dude.
Yeah, and you don't even have the nutrients that cum has, motherfucker. Yeah.
Flavorless cum.
You don't even have the good shit.
Yeah, well, girls like diet cum.
Is that so?
Yeah, they like it.
Nice.
For the aspartame or whatever.
Let's go to the polls real quick. The answer is no, they don't.
Wrong, you're gay.
We asked 90% of viewers if they felt, you know, something.
The thing Adam said is right, or if he's gay. And they all said.
Now to play us out, that fucked up guitar.
Bang, bong, bang, bang, bong.
I like that guitar.
Dude, one of the hardest I've ever laughed on YouTube. It's like a YouTube video. It's like the world's oldest instrument. You know? World oldest instrument, world oldest song. It's some Egyptian, like, lute or whatever.
Yeah.
And the song is like, you know, that kind of shit. Like, bom, bong, gang, bang, you know? And the first comment is from some guy that was like, how the fuck did they record this?
What a fucking idiot, dude.
Oh, man, that shit got me so good. How the fuck did they record this?
That is some good shit, baby. Oh, fuck. Well, New Year's resies, guys. Mine's the same as always.
What's that, to lose weight?
Double the bread, double the head.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. And I got to say, this year I actually achieved double
the bread.
Dude, the
bread's being doubled.
The bread's
by the way,
doubled,
I guess we
so
should plug
head.
It again. If you don't let subscribe to the premium episodes of Cumtown, if you go to patreon.com/Cumtown, you get an extra episode every week.
Yeah,
except
dude.
For last week when I just uploaded Real Ass Podcast because it was fucking Christmas.
Well, because the sound guy.
Give me a break.
The sound guy, Black
Cat,
we did
have an
us.
Episode for them.
We did have an episode. It got fucked up, but you shouldn't. I mean.
People
Come
got
on,
really
Give me
mad.
One day,
we didn't release a
Christmas when
an
I'm
episode
not with
Christmas.
My family.
Yeah.
I'm
Nick
sitting
is
at
very
home,
religious, guys.
Sitting at home, waiting to go do spots at the stand.
Could have easily recorded something with Adam and another guy.
Yeah.
We did with Petey.
Petey.
Petey that boy.
He was a good fill-in.
Petey that boy.
Yeah, he did well.
Petey that bro. Petey that bro.
So, yeah, New Year's resolution, I think...
Double the bread, double the head, baby. That's the motto. That's the motto every year.
I think maybe...
I challenge everyone to double their bread and their head. That they give and receive, by the way.
Yeah, that's what Tony Robbins says.
Exactly.
He's like, you got to nut more, and you got to make more fucking money.
That's right.
Yep.
Dude,
He's
we
like,
should
it's
do
called
our own...
the don't be a bitch system.
Yes. No, that's not Tony Robbins. That's us. That's me, dude. I'm
going to
be a
motivational
speaker.
Double the bread, double the head.
Yeah.
I like that. You got to put a whole
I like
thing
how that's all a motivational speaker is. Someone that goes on stage and they're like, make millions of dollars. Become super rich and be happy also. Yeah. And be rich.
Get a hot wife.
Yeah. Make sure
buy
you
an
have
island, a boat.
A real thick tube.
Hell yeah. Hog out that tube for us.
Get your tube thicked up.
Thick up your tube.
Have a big dick.
I love I'm a swollen tube millionaire individual.
I love getting my tube soaked.
This is what I like to call the tube system.
Soak my tube, bitch.
Dude, that's fucking... 2018 resolution.
No one's gonna understand.
Say
that.
Tube as much as you can.
Suck this tube. Yes. Tube dicks are tubes now, everyone.
Yeah. That's my New Year's
and
resolution.
Pussy is square.
Yep. It's saying a thing differently.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I love getting square.
So if you guys are listening, this is the square and tube challenge. Try for this entire year.
I love getting my tube soaked in some square.
To pussy as square. Yeah. Penis as tube for 1 year. And if you make it through 2018 doing that, we're gonna give you a special surprise 2019. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But you gotta prove it to us.
That's right.
I think that my New Year's resolution is to set like more healthy boundaries in my life and my personal life.
Shut up, bitch. Like what kind of boundaries?
Just creating a more boundaries.
No one gives a fuck. Boundaries are gay, and so are you.
You know, I was saying today earlier. You know, when people say borderline retarded, what side of the border is?
Ooh, yeah, south of the border, Mexican retarded.
That's where we need to build a wall.
That's right.
In between retarded and not retarded,
on the border,
and we're
going
to make the retarded kids pay for it.
Wasn't that a song?
Give me your Twix. I want the monetary value of your Twix.
I think that's a good idea.
To wall off the retarded.
That's what they used to
make
do.
Sure people can't go.
That's
over.
Why houses had attics. In case, God forbid, you had a retarded kid, you could send him as close to God as possible and shut that door.
Feed him fish heads like the evil Bart.
Yeah, that's why people thought. That's why the whole idea of ghosts. People are like, they believed in ghosts.
Oh,
it's like, no, that's your older brother with Down syndrome.
Family pretended. He's been trapped under that sheet for 3 years. He can't figure out how to get it off.
Yeah. Well, I'm hearing chains coming from the basement. Your father's like, Winston, you stay away from the basement. That's where we keep the ice. Leonard. Your brother Leonard.
Powerful
Leonard. Was unfortunately
Leonard.
Born on the Mexican side of the border.
Oh, fuck, dude. That was
the
good.
Mexican side of the retarded border.
Oh, wow, shit. I'm gonna miss you guys.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough when you leave and you come back.
Ass Africa, you can't do any of the cool voices.
I'm gonna do the voice. That's the language.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You're gonna get there. You get there.
I'm gonna tell them. About
I just
respect.
Love.
Hello, my brother.
White ass Dutch people moved to Africa, and they're like, we're making up a language. What are we gonna call it? Oh, let's call it African.
Yeah.
Afrikaans.
But we're going to throw an extra A in that motherfucker.
Yeah. To make Afrikaans. It even more black.
Yeah.
Like Kwanzaa.
Yeah, we're going to throw a fucking apostrophe in there.
Yeah. Let's call it La Africa.
La Afrikaans. fuck. So that's Dutch? Dutch people are the ones that moved there?
It was English and Dutch. And the Dutch were the ones.
Yeah, the Boers were Dutch.
There was a war between the Dutch and the English.
Mm. There were two of them.
Okay. Called the Boer Wars, yeah.
The Boer Wars.
And actually, the first
Sounds
concentration
cool.
camps in the world were the British throwing the Boers into.
Was Adam's family invented
yeah.
the
No, they
camps.
We were neither. We were Jewish. We
yeah,
were
British.
We were
Jewish.
From Eastern Europe.
We yeah, were you not. Were biding your time. You're like, these aren't good enough for
we
us.
We weren't in South Africa at that time for the Boer Wars. But anyway, and then the British once...
You were
left,
overseas financing them?
I think the British are coming, dude.
Once they left, then the Afrikaners took over, and then they established the apartheid regime.
Why'd the British leave?
Because it was like a colony, and they like gave... They like...
They're like, fuck this
liberated
shit.
Liberated, or they like gave it independence. Mm. Like when my grandfather fought in World War II... He lived in South Africa, but he was fighting for the British
For
army.
The British?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it was part of, it was a colony. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's wild,
so that's
dude.
A little history for all of the Cumtown
That's
fans
pretty cool.
That's
a pretty cool history that doesn't mention black people once.
Well, no, that's the history of the white people there,
I bet the black people in South Africa are getting treated very chilly.
No, those guys that were in the concentration camps then left the concentration camps and then... We're mean to other people. It's just a series of things. I'm pretty stoked about.
It's wild that just
I've been
stayed
reading
a
about,
white country.
What?
Like, what the fuck? How? Like, isn't that the only one that's like mostly white now? Or
it's
whatever?
Not mostly
or
white.
Whatever.
No,
Rhodesia was white too.
Oh, really? Not yeah. mostly.
It's
white.
It's not
but,
mostly
yeah.
white. I
but
mean,
like, have a
no,
sizable.
Rhodesia was like a white country.
No, it's still majority black. That, I mean, that's why it was an apartheid, because a minority controlled.
Yeah, this is what I mean by a white country. I mean, like, whites
white
owned
controlled.
Rhodesia.
They're yeah, white ruled. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, same with South Africa. I mean, like, other parts of Africa, there's like.
Do you ever think about wouldn't
up,
it be cool to
shit.
Go back in time and have a bunch of fucking guns and get to just like.
Just kill a race?
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
exactly.
Dude.
Yeah, that'd be really
no, not
cool.
A, you know, like. You'd be like a freedom fighter and shit.
Oh.
You'd be like, what's up, the black people in Zimbabwe? Let's fuck these Rhodesian motherfuckers up.
Yeah, that shit was fucked up. And but, like, the people, like, Mugabe.
That's a very, like, young Uyghur fantasy to have.
Yeah.
Or not just black people, but
I mean,
anyway,
not
you,
only
even
am
the
I
Jews.
Black,
I'm their hero.
My dad got in trouble for, I mean, that's why we had to go eventually, was because when he was in high school, he thought that he was, like, a hippie. And he went to go do, like, a humanitarian relief project in Swaziland. And then the secret police found out about it.
Did he, like... Was
yeah, he was, like,
people?
Put on, like, a potential, like, political enemies list. Yeah.
That's crazy,
because,
like, as soon as he
calling...
got to America, he became really racist.
Yeah. Yeah. He was really woke back there, yeah, then he yeah, came yeah. to America. No, my dad was, like, as, like, a weird... I don't know. He, like, thought OJ was innocent.
That's
he
awesome.
He was, like, the only white guy
that
thought
rules.
OJ was innocent. Yeah.
Your dad was rioting?
He was, like, so stoked when OJ was just a South African man living in Las Vegas being
fuck
stoked
yeah.
about OJ getting off for killing his wife and her boyfriend, you know.
That rocks.
It's really strange, yeah.
That rocks
whatever.
My cock off.
But, yeah, it's going to be weird, but I'm going to get you guys presents, you know.
Nice.
I'll get you some sick shit.
Like what?
I want a mask, dude. I want a big ass.
I want the mask from the mask.
Give me like a whole.
I'll get you some Zulu kind
of
shit.
Give me like a shit ton of masks and put them up on my wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want like six or seven.
That's a certain type of rich.
Make
like,
sure you bring me back a lot
of masks. Seven
masks. I don't want anything. If you come back with nine masks or less.
I'm sort of bringing an extra suitcase to like for presents.
A mask.
Mask presents.
I want every fucking one that they make. I'm a complete completionist. Yeah.
Well, there's
oh,
one.
You want every mask that's ever been made in South Africa?
There's one
that's
I'm
right.
really trying to keep a...
that is right.
I'm trying to keep an eye out for this one mask that I want to bring back that makes you really good at, like, swing music.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Swing revival mm-hmm. music.
It makes you stop being a pussy with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah,
it
makes you stop...
You get to fuck Cameron Diaz.
It makes
you
your head
fuck
green.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
You have a big green stretchy dick, too.
Yeah, yeah. You could do, like, cartoon...
Yo, they never addressed that, but... If his dick behaves like the rest of the mask body, the physics of his dick,
yeah.
he could stretch out his dick as big as he wants.
Yeah, that's true. It's sort of like the end of the Michael Jordan Space Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like,
when he realizes he's in a cartoon.
He stretches his cock through
yeah,
the
yeah.
fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
Into Cameron Diaz's pussy.
Yeah.
While the Monstars are trying to stop
it's,
him.
It's too big and you have to fuck guys. And then you're like, F-A-G-G-Y?
Because I got him.
Smoking.
Do you think that movie holds up? I haven't seen it in like 20 years.
Yeah, it probably does. I used to watch that movie like every single day.
I loved it
hell
so
yeah.
much.
Yeah. I had the first like 15 minutes memorized.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of the movie. He's just getting a rental car and getting into an accident.
Yeah, getting a loner. Yeah, your car's fucked up.
The loner. And then I remember asking my mom if we'd get a loner.
Yeah,
when our car got fucked up, and she's like, "What the fuck are
you
talking about?" You
learned that word from the mask.
From the mask, yeah, I thought it was, cool. And we just went to some bootleg Greek people. There's no fucking loner.
Well, if I can find that mask in Africa, I will definitely bring it.
That would
back
be awesome.
US. Yeah, that'd be cool.
What was
I
the end of that movie? Did he throw it
in a zoot suit?
I'll fucking.
Should we
I'll
get
rock,
into zoot suits this
I'll
year?
Rock a zoot
I'm
suit.
Not wearing a zoot suit. I'm a tracksuit guy.
Yeah,
I'm
also
a
tracksuit
classic
guy.
Man.
You can be. Well, I guess if you guys are going to be tracksuit coordinated guys. I might just get into my own thing. Like
yeah, he's just been doing zoot suits.
Me and Stav are
like
starting
long
a wrestling
ass
team.
Feathers.
You're not allowed to be on it.
That would be
on
awesome.
On the wrestling team?
Me and Stav are on a wrestling team.
Well, you're going to need someone in my weight
I
class.
Have a singlet. I
you
can
do?
Put it on right now. Maybe I'll go to Will's.
Maybe that's what you should wear.
That's a good look, bro. No joke. That's a good look.
A singlet with a tracksuit.
Singlet. Yes. No. I'm not even fucking around.
I might do that.
That rocks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I will. Yeah. I'm gonna start. I signed up for CrossFit today, so I'm gonna start going to CrossFit.
Yeah. You have a singlet.
Yeah.
Isn't it annoying to pee?
That's what? Awesome.
You got to take your shirt off to pee.
Whatever, man.
There's no shirt. It's,
I mean, your
you
tank
take
top,
the tank off.
The
top
yeah. You just slide. The
or you slide your cock out the bottom. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you just slide your fucking shoulders through the top of the. Yeah. No, dude, it's I mean, it's a little bit more complicated than pulling your dick out of sweatpants. Yeah, but I mean,
not that,
like,
but not by that much.
Right. Not
what
by that
sports
much.
Are there? What sports exist where you could pee and poop while you're doing the sport?
Skiing,
tennis. You piss. Cross country,
Olympic swimming, lap swimming.
You could piss. Water polo.
It's cheating. It makes you faster, but
yeah, that's how Phelps won every race.
Was a pisser?
He shit the whole time. Wow. He was shitting every time he did that little fucking loop de loop
trail.
Yeah, they CGI'd it out, but he shit every fucking
dude. That's
race.
Baltimore legend right there. You should pay a little respect for
pay homage.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I remember his house in Fells Point. I used to look at it.
He got.
I think that's the house he sucked off that trans woman, or whatever.
What happened?
I don't remember.
Look, dude, you got to get 10,000 calories one way or the other.
That's right.
You can't keep eating Pop-Tarts every morning.
True,
that's
true.
It's boring.
He has to eat like a whole Denny's menu.
Yeah.
To like keep up with calories.
Trans cum.
And none of that diet shit. Yeah. Like you, the what you are.
I thought
Adam.
That he was
like
married.
That callback.
Not diet cum. Yeah. That's why not a lot of swimmers
that's
or
right, I am
cyclists.
Married to the pool.
Man, he is married. You guys remember Boomer?
You're talking about being on the wrong side of the borderline. Jesus.
Oh yeah, he's got
did
a little.
Did you see that movie? There was a movie.
He enjoyed a couple
about
burritos.
That, like, producer.
That's what happens if your mom eats too many tacos.
There was like a
while you're pregnant.
Producer whose dream was for Michael Phelps to play Tarzan because of his proportions. Like he has a really short lower torso and like broad chest and really long arms. And he set up this like meeting with him, like a general meeting, and he was gonna like pitch it to him. And like he said, within 5 minutes, he's like, "Yeah, I realize this guy's like a total fucking goon, and completely retarded.
Of course, he's got no.
And there's
ability.
Absolutely no way I could ever have him like in a movie. Yeah.
What happened is the guy tried to suck Phelps off.
Exactly.
Clearly,
yeah,
and he wasn't.
He was
down.
Like, "Please come into my limousine.
Just watch me jerk off. Please just
let me suck you off." Please.
My favorite character in the Larry Sanders Show is Hank's agent, the like 99-year-old guy, Jewish agent.
Yo, shouts out to the Larry Sanders Show. That show's
so good.
Rules. I've been watching the fuck out of it right now.
I love that.
I've been going
so
through
much.
It again.
It really holds up really nicely.
Yep, it holds up the way you do my
what about
nuts.
The Bernie Sanders Show? Everything about that?
That's a good one too.
What about Horny Sanders?
Horny Sanders. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You said this the other day.
Yeah. Oh, I love getting pussy. But you have to save some pussy for everybody else.
Woo! Horny. Horny would have won.
Yeah. I'm mad we didn't do that.
Damn. How did we miss Horny Sanders?
18 months ago.
I know.
Dude, that would have killed during the primaries.
Yeah.
We'll
that's that
him.
Kind of smart
political humor,
shit
dude.
That got us on top.
Trevor, if you're listening, and I know you are, sign us.
Someone
to
sent
be,
me.
Who the
or
fuck
I
is
saw
Trevor?
Someone,
Trevor
like,
Noah, you fucking idiot.
I saw someone Noah. Tweet out like a bit of that Trevor Noah did. I guess like a couple of years ago about South African miners.
South Africa.
He did like a bit on stage about he's like, yeah, people are like, why don't we use tear gas or rubber bullets? Like, when does that ever work? He's like, we need to read you. Like, basically the whole thing was about how he thought that they should kill those people protesting.
Protesting what?
Like,
what?
Poor conditions in a mine.
In South Africa?
And like, people are like uncomfortably laughing.
Like, ooh.
Yeah. No, they're like, ah.
Are you sure he's not being a comedian?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't saying it with any like shred of like, oh, like I'm just like obviously this is reprehensible.
But how would you know? You're not good at comedy.
Yeah,
right?
You kind of listen. You kind
of
get
sort of
it.
An alien concept to you.
That's not true. Yeah. I understand. When
sometimes people say what they're saying is actually the opposite. It's something called sarcasm.
No, you should. I'll play it for you guys afterwards. It's like it's really weird.
All right, bye.
Later.
No,
Adam
that
only
sounds boring.
Clown carcasm.
I do get that
because that's where you live, you fucking bitch.
In a clown
inside
car?
A clown car.
Yeah,
that'd be tight if we got a
with
clown
your best
car.
Friends Bozo and Noodles.
Noodles,
don't give yourself
that's,
nicknames.
That's
dude.
Right.
You gotta be given a nickname.
You fucking idiot.
Bitch.
I was in one of those Facebook groups, those anti-Obama Facebook groups.
Yeah.
And there was
some of your finest work there.
Some guy from like Louisiana or something, like something Bledsoe, and I was like, "Your family is actually French clowns that came over to Louisiana." And he's like, "How dare you say that to me?" You know. And I was like, "Everyone in your town has a Ford F-150 except you, who drives around a little tiny car with his family." And he's like, "Come say that to my face."
My favorite thing you used to do in those Facebook groups was just like after a couple exchanges, you would just tell the guy you fucked his wife. These fucking retards would never stop engaging you. It was awesome.
Telling people you fucked their wife or their mom is the funniest thing.
It works every time.
I know, dude. Every fucking time.
It's so fool, like foolproof.
Fuck. That shit's awesome. I love telling people I fucked their wife, dude.
No, but seriously, I did fuck your mom.
What?
Yeah. I fucked your girlfriend, Adam.
Yeah, we all fucked.
I'm sorry you had to find out.
First of all,
mid bit.
I told you can't get cucked if you tell your friends they can fuck your girlfriend.
No, it was before you told us we could.
No, yeah. I told you guys immediately once we decided we were BFGF.
No.
I said, just in case I have a girlfriend, just in case you fuck her.
We already fucked her.
She's allowed to fuck
her. We had already fucked her before the permission was given.
We did. No, that's
in
not
fact,
true.
As soon as you gave permission, I had to call her and let her down easy that the fucking would no longer continue because now it wasn't against the law.
That's not true.
I only fuck illegally.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
5-year-olds? Well, yeah. I'm not even. Damn. It disgusts me, the idea of having sex with a child. It fucking really makes me want to throw up. But
the law.
You want to fucking make something illegal, dude? Look, I tell them. It's a plant.
You make it illegal, you make it cool.
How are you going to make a plant illegal?
That's
so
true.
A little boy's penis is a flower.
It's in the earth. It comes from the earth.
It comes from
It's from the earth, man.
I mean, it's certainly covered in dirt when I'm done with it.
It is natural, honestly.
How can you ban a little boy's body?
It comes out of that.
It's from the earth.
How are you going to ban a little boy's body?
How you ban a 5-year-old penis?
It's unnatural.
This is one of our smartest.
Body boys. Where you at, body boys?
A body boy.
Baltimore, Maryland.
That's true. It was named after gay Jamaican guys.
Baltimore, Maryland.
I was laughing earlier about the idea about somebody doesn't know what a centipede is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You tell them it's a pedophile that's fucked over 100 kids.
That's good.
And then they're like, what's a millipede? And you're like, that's Steven Spielberg.
You don't even want to. Yeah. Damn. So is people getting caught for rape is over now, huh?
No, it's gonna. Forever.
No, it's over.
It seems like it's over.
Yeah, dude, Papa John ended it by just quitting over racism
by not being by
what
not
a
raping.
Coward.
Yeah, I guess, but definitely people are still fucking children in Hollywood, right?
Oh yeah.
By the way, if you start your Legion of Skanks episode at 9:56:55 p.m., you can count down to 2018 with the Skanks.
Nice.
Imagine the guy doing that, just stumbling out of his rubber-covered room into the living room where his elderly parents are.
Ma, Lewis said that we could pull. Ma, can you help me? Can you help me do the clock? Ma, I don't know the clock, but I want one Lewis. I want one my Lewis show.
Oh, yes. Lewis called me. He said it's already midnight.
Ma, but I want to watch the Lewis show.
No, not tonight. Not tonight. Yeah, Lewis said not tonight.
But I don't know, but you said I could.
Only good boys get to have breakfast with
but
Lewis.
But you said if I don't go bathroom with my parents all day, I can watch Lewis. For New Year.
Wow, that's funny. It's really funny.
Fuck, dude. A legion of fucking retarded.
A legion of tards.
But you talking about Lewis tonight?
No, no. Stop.
I'm gonna go pet the cat backwards.
Do you want your Legion of Skanks bottle opener for Christmas or not? Remember that fucking thing, dude? That giant bottle opener that like attached to a wall? And even in the demo that they had on their website, it fucked up the wall. Like there were fucking four fucking holes that they had clearly fucking caused.
We want to give a shout out to our sponsor this week, Locking Mittens. They're mittens that lock so you don't scratch your eyes out while trying to use the bathroom.
This is great. This is great for our fans.
when your mom's helping you go to the bathroom, you don't accidentally claw your own eyeballs out. Mom, Lewis, I said to get the mittens for me. Mom, can you get me the Lewis mittens?
Not now, Scooter.
Now.
Scooter, no.
Real ass dudes don't eat the cat shit, Scooter.
I'm trying to be a real ass dude.
Stop putting your penis in the pencil sharpener, Scooter, if you're a real ass dude.
You're a bitch.
Well, that's it. No more fucking Nilla wafers for you.
Okay, so like if a woman challenges Lewis to a fight, he'll accept.
Yeah.
If a mentally challenged person
challenges
him to a fight, he'll fight. He'll fight like a...
That's the only challenge that Lewis respects. Yeah. It's the mental challenge.
Yeah, to a game of Connect Four.
Yeah. Lewis getting 23andMe done to prove he has more chromosomes than a retard. On the next Legion of Skanks.
Where's that fucking tube, dude? I'll spit in it.
Yeah, it's like chess.
There's no way that retard has more chromosomes than me. I'll kick his fucking ass and take those chromosomes away from him.
Tube and square, dude.
Tube and square, my friend. I love getting square with my fucking tube.
Just slipping my tube in some square.
I love soaking my tube in some fucking square.
And she had a wet square.
Yeah, dude.
Ah, fuck.
The edges, dude, they were sharp. The edges of her square. Damn, cut my dude, tube up.
I love a bitch with a sharp ass pussy. The fucking edges my tube up. You know. Oh man, I love how you just make fun of Lewis's show for being having a retarded audience. Let me go right back into the tube bit. The classic.
Calling dicks tubes. Whatever, and dude. Pussy squares.
That's smart. That's smart, dude. Whatever.
I'm like Lewis's dumbass show for fucking retards. Hometown. Where you can hear all about different names for your tube. Different places you can stick that tube and soak it up in a nice edgy pussy.
You know I like pussies 90 degrees, 90 degrees, 90
oh,
degrees,
yeah,
90
bitch.
Degrees.
Oh, 2017, yeah. Man.
Edge my shit up. All right, that's going to do it. We're going to cut it a little short tonight.
Good episode. Hey, happy New Year.
We got to go to a New Year's party at Big Dick Willie's house.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He's made pho for the whole fam.
I can't wait.
Yep, we got to socialize.
Yeah, if you want to hit the Chapo Trap House subreddit, and call out Will for culturally appropriating pho.
That's right.
For his white ass friends.
Uh-huh. Yep. Or just hit the Chapo subreddit and call people gay.
Yeah, do that. You
know? Yeah, I actually rather do that.
It'd be pretty funny.
I'm sure that happens.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
you guys are gay.
Scooter. I'm
yeah. Mom, what is Chapo?
Stop eating the Glade plug-in, Scooter.
They smell good. Lewis said I could.
They smell like vanilla. Yeah.
Ma, look, I got cum on my pants just like Lewis. Just like Lewis Gomez, my hero.
Our shit is smart, dude.
Yeah, it's a smart show. Guys, thanks for listening to our smart ass show.
Thanks, bro.
Good night.